This is Ask Me, another NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia, coming to you from Houston, Texas. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's time to welcome our special guest. She's a Tony and Emmy Award-winning singer and actor. You may know her from her roles in ABC's Pushing Daisies and Wicked on Broadway. Please welcome Kristen Chenoweth.
Thank you.
I am just so thrilled to have you on the stage, Kristen Chenoweth. I can't believe it.
I'm so honored to be here.
So I read that your parents discovered that you had talent as a singer when they overheard you singing along to Wizard of Oz. Is that true?
Can you believe it?
I mean, that's like an unbelievable coincidence in so many ways.
Oz has been good to me.
I just imagine as a kid you were singing all the time to stuff.
Yes, I was. And I mean, I come from a family of chemical engineers.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that even means. But I'm sure that I was their alien child too. And I did put on a record is a round thing for you young audience members that we put on. And I would listen to Wizard of Oz and I would sing. And they were like, is it us or is she good?
Yeah. You attend Oklahoma City University. Mm-hmm. You graduate with an undergrad and a master's degree in opera.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the real deal.
As one does.
As one does, of course. Simple, simple. You go to New York with a pal?
Yes.
To an audition that you don't even have an appointment for?
Correct.
Okay, that's all I want to say. So what happens?
First of all, I love you for knowing this. I really do, Ophira. My friend Denny moved to New York, and I signed up for an audition, and I remember I waited outside for 8 hours. I remember there was a McDonald's downstairs, and I went, I had a Happy Meal. It's all I could afford, you know. And I just waited, and I watched the actors come and go out of the Equity Room, and he came out, the deputy, and he came out and said, we have time for you. And it was 5:30, and I went in and auditioned, and I sang an opera piece, which is inappropriate for a show called Animal Crackers about the Marx Brothers.
Marx Brothers.
Welcome to my brain! Anyway, he said, do you have something belty and up-tempo? And I said, yes. He said, can you dance? And I said, yes. He said, can you act? I said, I don't know. Maybe you give me the scene and we'll find out. You know? I didn't know what I didn't know. I didn't know that
sure.
Probably was uncool to say, but I did. And I did the scene and got the part, and he said, who's your agent? I said, my dad. I don't have one, you know? I gave him my number, which actually, can you believe it, they did live at this time in Houston, in the Woodlands.
You gave them a landline?
You're like, yeah, I gave him a landline. Yeah, what does it say again about
me? I know, it's hilarious.
Right. Right, you get this role, Animal Crackers, 1993.
Yeah.
Now, were you like, oh, I'm going to do this musical theater comedy, and then I'm going to return to opera?
Yeah, I wasn't really sure, and I just thought, I'm a big believer in following your gut.
Yeah.
And my gut was saying, just go do Animal Crackers. But I never stopped training in classical music, and I still train that way because I want to be able to do 8 shows a week. Barber or whatever it is I'm going to work on, Puccini or Linda Ronstadt, just depends on my mood.
Well, it's nice that your talent allows your mood to dictate what you can do. So I moved to New York in the early 2000s and I went to see Wicked in previews. I mean, I had no idea what I was doing, right? Because I was new and I was like, oh, I'm going to go see Wicked in previews. You know, and there it's you and Idina Menzel and I, you know, watching this. But I will tell you, because it was previews, the set broke. And it was amazing because you and Idina were just like, well, the bed's not moving there and that's not happening. And you both just were like, all right, we're going to keep going. But I read that Wicked had quite a few
snafus.
Production snafus.
I call them snafus, yeah.
Yeah. Was there an incident where you were in the air on guy wires?
I love you so so much right now. It's going down memory lane. So yeah, we were in tech,
yeah.
Which means we were in rehearsal 24/7 in the rehearsal, and then we would do the show at night, and we were working on the show during the day, and they said, Kristen, get in the bubble, because my character entered from the very top of the, in the back of the house, at the very, very top. So I would go up and say hello to the stage guys up in the rafters. I'd be like, hi, Jim. Hi, Bob. And I would continue up. And then one day during rehearsal, they forgot about me. And I thought, they're still rehearsing. I was like, hello, hello, and no one heard. So I went, hello! True. And I remember one of our ensemble members, who was one of my good friends, Kathy Deach, goes, she kind of looked around and then she looked up. She goes, oh my gosh, Kristen. And then slowly the bubble came down. In fact, I'm still in the bubble, I'm pretty sure.
How many years were you in Wicked before?
It was 9 months, and I was going to stay longer, but other opportunities came, and I knew I wanted to take advantage of the opportunities. I loved Wicked. I was there from the beginning.
Yeah.
And I loved the evolution of the piece. And though I was nominated and didn't win,
okay.
I'm really glad that it went the way it did, because it was the right thing. And the green girl and the pink girl stood together with hands together, as we still do today. So it's good. I love you, Adina. Wherever you are, girl, I love you. What'd he say? What'd you say?
It should have been a tie.
Oh.
Should have been a tie.
In my mind, it was a tie, sir.
And you've recorded several albums. Your most recent one, this is your sixth album.
Yeah.
Right, this new one. I guess I'm just wondering, how do you choose what collection you're doing? Do you have like a list? You're like, this is what I want to do because I'm actually good at everything.
No, by accident, you know, women are having such a revolution, renaissance, though I feel like we've always been strong, but that's another subject. I feel like I had released a Christian album, which I loved, Christmas album, which I loved. My first record was 30s and 40s music. What do you want to do, Kristen? And sometimes when all the loudness and you can't hear, you got to get quiet. And then all of a sudden there was like an inner peace. Write down the music you want to do. And I wrote down about 200 songs.
200?
I know. It was a lot. And I didn't release all those songs, did I? Thank God. But a lot of them were female driven. And this was not even on purpose, like what the world needs or what, but maybe it's the universe talking. And I said, I'm going to do a tribute to like Dolly Parton and Linda and all these things, Leslie Gore and Doris Day and Dinah Washington and all these singers that I loved. And I said, this should be called For the Women. And my record producer, Steve Tyrell, the great Steve Tyrell, said, this should be called For the Girls, by the girls, to the girls, and by the men that love them. And I thought, that's kind of cool too.
Yeah.
So it just evolved naturally. I'm so thankful.
And one of the songs you just mentioned, Dolly Parton, you got a chance
to sing with her.
To sing with Dolly Parton.
She said yes. She's on my record, For the Girls. And I reached out to her and I said, would you do like Here You Come Again? You know, remember that song?
Ugh.
Here You Come Again. And I just thought, oh, I just love that. And it would be cool to do it with her. And she's like, if I'm going to do it with you, I'm going to sing a song I wrote. Smart. Still learning, right? So I said, no, she's not going to give me that song. And she said, why don't we do I Will Always Love You? And I thought, I did the ugly cry. My hair extensions fell out. And then we did it. Isn't that cool? I grew up loving her and still, she's it.
Yeah,
Thank you.
I'm pretty psyched about that. All right, Kristen, are you ready for an Ask Me Another challenge?
I am.
Okay.
I am. I'm nervous.
No, don't be nervous.
Lie.
Let's bring out Jonathan Colton, everybody.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hello, Kristen.
Hey.
Kristen, you, Broadway, essentially one and the same.
Thank you.
So your game is called We're Gonna Make You Sing Now. Musicals. So musicals often have at least one song that mentions the title of the show in the lyrics. Jonathan and I are going to read the lyrics from one of those songs, but stop just before the title, and all you have to do is identify the musical.
Okay, I just want to say that, remember, my master's degree is in opera. Okay, go.
This is great. If you do well enough, Tim Rogers from Cedar Park, Texas, will win and ask me another Rubik's Cube.
No pressure.
No.
Tim, I'm sorry.
Well, let's see how you do.
Okay.
Here's your first one. Let us rejoiceify that goodness could subdue the...
Let us rejoiceify that goodness could subdue the wicked workings of you know who.
Yes, of course.
I believe that was me.
That was you.
How about I didn't know that for sure?
How?
No. There's the right key. Let us be glad. Let us be grateful. Wicked.
Here's your next one. All I need is one more try. Got to get that kite to fly. And I'm not that kind of guy who gives up easily. Wonder why they stop to say.
It's Charlie Brown. I know that. It's the kite. The song The Kite.
Yeah, all we need is the name of the musical. You're a good man, Charlie Brown. You got it.
But what's the, how does it go after
Oh,
that?
I have no idea. I don't really care for music.
Me too. Memories. I don't have one.
What good is sitting alone in your room?
What
Come
good
hear the music
is
play.
Sitting
Life is a...
alone in your
yeah, that's
room.
Right. Uh-huh.
Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, chum. Come to the cabaret. Cabaret. Oh.
That's correct.
Thank you, Liza.
All right, this is your last clue. Plenty of room to swing a rope, plenty of heart, and
plenty of room to swing a rope, plenty of heart, and plenty of hope. Oh, La Homa, where the wind comes sweeping on the plain. Thank you for that.
Congratulations, Kristen. I feel like congratulations us, but anyhow.
I know.
Congratulations, Kristen, you and listener
what did
Tim.
I win?
You won an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube, and so did Tim Rogers.
Yes,
Tim Rogers
Sam.
Won an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube. Kristen will be back to play another game later in the show. Kristen Chenoweth, everybody. Want our next special guest to play for you? Follow Ask Me Another on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.